I hope we do form a quorum portfolio committee secretary. Do we form a quorum?
Morning, Chairperson. No, we don't have a quorum as yet.
As yet. And we can't wait for the quorum. It will only be when we take a decision that will all count. I suspect it was this problem of the link. Myself, I had to ask for it. I see Honorable Mpumza, they might be coming in soon. But I don't usually want to wait for people to join a meeting unless there's something extraordinary. Then I usually wait for, I'm a sports person. I usually give 15 minutes, which is the highest I can ever give. So what should I do, Secretary? Should I proceed with the meeting and only check quorum when we have to take a decision, or should we wait?
Gee, the members might be struggling to get in. We're getting more members in as we go along. We have 5 members in the meeting now. So one more member, then we have a quorum.
Once we have got one more member. Yes, Honorable Teza.
Chairperson, I thought that this would be picked up by my senior. That I don't then encroach. Honorable Matumba was not invited to the meeting. Nor some of the documents that are in our possession were sent to him. So we don't know what happened, Chair. Maybe we could get the explanation from the secretariat as to what occurred, because somewhere consistency has to prevail. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, I agree with you, but it would help us to start the meeting so that we note that properly in the meeting, to say documentation is not being sent to. So I agree with you, but let's formally open the meeting so I don't have to create a precedent here. The meeting is open, honorable members, and you are all welcome. I thought I wanted to give some explanation about the program. But I must do that whilst the other members are joining. First, to say we must apologize for the changes in the program. What triggered the changes was an apology from KZN, which then led the administration to approach the department whose presentation was supposed to come on the 18th to say they can they come in today. The approach was made through the parliamentary liaison officer, but we later on received a letter from the DG indicating their prior commitments for today. So one would actually say that becomes an issue, which I think we are all taking lessons from, but we don't expect some of these things to recur or reoccur. First, the program must be respected by all because it has been adopted by the committee. And it also helps us to predict what we are likely to do tomorrow, the next week, and the other week. So it must be respected. If there must be any change or a request for change, that must be processed properly. And there must be proper approval for such change. That will make our work easy, all of us. Because you keep on now, once there are these changes, and they disorganize everybody. So I am actually formally saying there must be approval. And unfortunately, the person who should do that is the chairperson of the portfolio committee, because the program was adopted by the committee. So one would suggest that. And I think as well, then we can include this comment by Honorable Tsa, which might the circulation of documentation. I saw some members asking about the document of the department, and whilst the item was in the agenda. So even here, I think we need to be very clear. We don't come to a meeting with no documents. And these documents must be circulated on time for us to apply our minds into them. In fact, we don't want to create a situation where oversight is taken for granted, that it is just something that must be there to while away time. I think we must move away from that. So one would assume, Honorable Tsa, that there would be no explanation, no reason why the member you talked about did not get documents. I would say it's one of those that needs to be corrected. And so we may not necessarily have to open a meeting on the matter. I will actually handle that with the administration to make sure that documents are circulated on time, circulated to everybody. And like I'm saying, there are seemingly some gaps that need to be plugged for our work to go on well. So I just thought I should make those remarks, and but of course, welcome you, and say our meeting, unfortunately, now will only have two items, as already indicated, the adoption of the report on the disaster management bill, and also adoption of the report on the allowances of the commission. Those will be the only two items. But let me start first by asking for apologies. Portfolio Committee Secretary, any apologies?
Yes, Chairperson. The apology once again from Honorable Buthelezi. He will only resume duties on the 25th of March. And then there was apologies from the department, the minister, deputy ministers, and the DG that they won't be able to attend the meeting due to presidential in Pisa in the Northwest. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, any other apology which might not have been noted?
Please note the apology of Honorable Matumba. And I think, Chair, it's not an apology per se. It's just that he was not sent.
He was not invited to the meeting.
And Chair, just last, I'll be very brief with respect to you, really. I think people must take you as a chairperson very seriously. It does not mean that when you are soft-spoken, then you must be taken for granted, and provinces do not provide a tangible reason as to why they are disorganizing us in terms of the program as adopted chair. And I think that that's a wrong precedent in terms of what they are doing. They have done this before. While we are busy preparing the documents and things like that. And in the last minutes, they will tell you that they are not able to come without tangible reasons. And I think that you should be taken seriously, and you must be firm to demonstrate that your soft-spokenness doesn't mean being weak at all. And I don't think so. I disagree on that one. And then that's it, Chair. I wanted to raise that.
No, I'm noting the soft spokenness and the possible this being associated with being weak. But I agree with you as well. That's the sentiments I'm expressing here, that we can easily be undermined by these many changes that are occurring here. Then let's move to the next item, which is the adoption of the agenda. Two items. Then you move out for adoption.
I so move, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mbumza. Any supporter, seconder?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. Agenda, adopted. Now let's start with the first one, the adoption of the report on the disaster management bill. The approach should be, we will note any, but let's go through it if the document can be flighted so that we are able to see if there's anybody responding to whatever area. Portfolio Committee Secretary, are you able to do that?
Chairperson, it seems like I have a problem sharing, a load shedding on my side, but I'm trying to quickly share from my side.
Yes, we can see it now. Down, yes. Honorable members, we are not going to read the report. The assumption is that we did receive it, but if there's any specific area where we would want to correct anything, we will just move up. That is a background. Can we move up? Can we move? Yes. So I'll be stopped by any member where there is need to effect any change. Let's move up.
Chairperson.
Yes. Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I didn't follow on the screen. I followed on my own screen, but on 2.3, it says the minority of... Yes. There it stands, the minority of the committee members represented by the DA and the Freedom Front Plus. The P for plus is a capital letter and not a small letter.
Yeah. Okay, that would be corrected. That must be corrected now. Can we move then? Yeah. Are we done? With that, report to be considered, is that the end? Okay, yeah, it looks like it's the end. With that amendment of the plus, the P, can we get a mover for the adoption of the report?
There's a hand, Chair.
Oh, I can see. Okay, I can see Honorable Matumba. Yes, Honorable Matumba. Can you unmute yourself? Honorable Mpumza, both of you. Yeah, Honorable Mpumza.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I rise to propose the adoption of the report.
Yes, I see the hand of Honorable Matumba, but he cannot unmute himself. Any other member who can
Chairperson, sorry, it's Andile. I think Honorable Matumba wants to correct the spelling for his name. So I will correct that.
We'll correct his name, but he is not unmuting himself. Okay, any other, any second for the move for the adoption?
A second chair.
Honorable Power. What is happening here? I should be seeing some of this. But supported all the same. I think the writers of the minutes would see who was supporting. It looks like there's no other view. The report is adopted.
Yes, Chair, I support.
Honorable Kava, yes, supported. Can we then, with that, move to the second report? Can we get it flighted? Yes, it is flighted now. You can see the background. Can we move up? Can we move up if there's anything? Yes. Well, I've not heard anybody saying anything. Can we then get a mover for the adoption of the report? Honorable, I don't know whether it's the old hand, Honorable Matumba.
Chair. I think we might miss something that Honorable Matunja is continuing to unmute himself. He says that he's muted from the side of the committee. Can that be dealt with, please?
Okay.
I move at the adoption, Chair Xaba.
Honorable Xaba moved for the adoption. Any second, we'll listen to Mr. Honorable Matumba once that has been dealt with. Any seconder for the move? Honorable Mpumza?
Direko second, Chair.
Honorable Direko supports. Before we move, is there any possibility to deal with this problem of Honorable Matumba? I don't see the hand now. We were trying to run away from missing anything you would have wanted to raise. But otherwise, yes.
Sorry, Chairperson, I tried to do it from my side, but it doesn't work from my side. I can't unmute Mr. Matumba.
It's Matumba.
Oh, Honorable Matumba, yes.
No, Chair, what's happening here is it's very much improper. You have a member who can't be allowed to unmute himself, and the meeting is proceeding with the meeting inside, but he can't participate. Next time, if there is a member who can't participate, we must stop the meeting and make sure that the member can participate, because this thing can be done for members not to participate, because the meeting is proceeding with me being in the meeting, but I can't participate. It's wrong, Chair. And it is not my doing. I am even phoning the PA. She's saying she can't unmute me. It can't be. I come here, I'm not invited. My name is not on people who are supposed to be in this meeting. On top of that, my name is written wrongly here. I'm Matumbi. No, it can't be, Chair. Please.
No, we note this was raised. The concern of non-invitation was raised. And we said we don't even need to discuss it. It must be corrected with an apology. And now even this technical problem, we could see your hand, and we wanted you to speak, but like you are saying, then there's this story. We will still have to find out what is happening, and but like you are saying, we will have to take some of these things seriously when we conduct meetings in this fashion of technology. So we apologize for any inconvenience that has been suffered, both for non-invitation documentation and this a portion now this morning of you not being active. We apologize, and I hope we have just agreed on these two reports, adopting the two reports, and fortunately, it was not going to be a long meeting. You have not missed much, but we apologize for the inconvenience. Can we now conclude the meeting and indicate again that we'll have to minimize some of these hiccups which might actually undermine our work as the portfolio committee. I always keep on saying a portfolio committee is an extension of parliament. So once we don't work properly, it reflects badly on parliament. And I assume that people understand the importance of parliament on issues of governance. I don't want to say to Honorable Tessa, it is true what one has been going on. One Professor Mashasha, long time ago, helped us to understand that you must learn to stammer before you say anything. In other words, it should give you an opportunity to think. Even in doing is in dealing with issues, you must allow people to correct themselves. I hope that will work. Otherwise, thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Chair. Thank you.
And honorable member.
Thank you very much.
Chair.